I give new life, the spirit of life, back to these organs. Feel it moving. Oh, give this new creation an ear, a new face, oh, and new eyes. Now just watch them come up. Watch the light start. Oh, see it? Oh, see it? Oh, look at Jesus. Reach out towards him. Oh, reach out towards him. That's the way. Oh. New face, Father, and new eyes. This is your new creation. Look at him. I'm alive. Reach your hand out towards him. I told you. Tell us all what you see. Ooh. Feel that moving in there, bud? Fire destroying that faith, old face. Oh, destroying all that old face. All that old anointing in there. Oh, bringing forth his new life. Oh, now just feel it. Just give him new life. Oh, in obedience to you, Father, I give him a new face and new eyes to see. Watch it, Freddie, just come over. Oh, oh. What do you see, Freddie? Oh, in obedience to you, Father, I just give her new life in her organs. Will it come alive? Giving her a new face. Feel that face come on there. And new eyes with which to see your spiritual things. Watch it. What do you see? Good laugh. Feel it go dead, Bob. Oh, It is to you I give new life to these organs, your new righteous life. Give you a new face. Oh, Father, a new face. A new spiritual eyes with which to see. Feel those eyes. What do you see, Bob? Okay, reach on out. Ooh, reach out to him. Let him get stronger. Nothing was his brother. You didn't know it was coming to this, did you? You wouldn't have run off 20 times if you had it, would you? This is some of that greater works Jesus said we'd do. About to build a new creation. To see, in your eternal kingdom. Watch him just come over. What do you see, Daddy? What do you see, Daddy? What do you see? What do you see all around you? Ooh. knowing coming alive.
Oh.
Oh. Let it speak in tongues. That's the way. Oh. Destroy all his old face. All his old eyes. Fire of your grace. Oh. Destroy all of his old voice. All of his old sexual desires. Oh. Feel him die. Then, in obedience to you, Father, give him new life, your new life, to these organs. Let there be life. The same thing that he said to his natural creation when he said, let there be light, he says to his spiritual. This reading, John said, if we walk in the light, he puts on a face of glory. And then he said, let there be light. Watch it. Ooh, let there be light. Look at that light beginning there. You see it? Ooh. What do you see? Ooh, what do you see? Ooh. Ooh, what do you see? Ooh. Ooh. Reach on out towards him. You don't believe he has to say, let there be light to a darkened creation. Do you? Father, in obedience to you, I give your life, new life, back to these organs. Ooh. In obedience to you, I give a new face. Because you said everyone in your new creation must have a new face. Feel it, come on, hear that, Ruby. And then you said there must be the light of the kingdom that comes into their mind. So I give her the light of the new creation. And what would Revelation say? What was one of the things that Revelation said would be the mark of the kingdom? They shall see his face. Oh. Ooh, isn't this right? Ooh, shall see his face. And they shall not say, know the Lord thy God, for they shall all know him, from the least to the greatest. They'll all see him. You didn't know how that's going to come to pass, did you? Now you know. Whoa, let me get you first. Oh, the Lord wants to do a real work. Whoa. Whoa. Obedience to you, Father. Whoa. I destroy all workings and resistance to your anointing. That anointing of the Holy Ghost coming alive. Feel it. Oh. Destroy all this old voice. All this old face. Oh, all these old eyes. Oh. Oh. All old sexual desires. Oh, and sensations. Feel them go dead. Feel them. Oh. Feel them go dead. Obedience to you now, Father, I give you a new life, spirit of life, to your sexual organs. Ah. Oh, 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 oh. Mm. Oh, in obedience, Lord, you said they must all have a new face. I give him a new face, ooh, in your name, and new eyes that he might see. That all shall see his face. Watch those eyes come open. Let there be light. And who is the light of the kingdom? Jesus. See him, Skip? Ooh, reach your hand out towards you. Just outline him there with your hand. Reach up to his head and come down. Who is the light of the kingdom? Who? The light of the first creation was the moon, the stars, so forth, huh? Who is the light of the kingdom? John said, Jesus. Right at the last book of Revelation, and they shall see his face. Oh, in obedience to you, Father, I just destroy all worthless lust in these worlds. Half died. Feel them die there, bud. Even new life. life, and they shall have new life. Ooh, spirit of life. And a new face hath been done. And new eyes, for they shall all see him. Let there be light, that they might see your son Jesus. Reach your hand right out to him. Outline it. Just start up in his head. Oh, I see many other things. See many other things. Oh, close your eyes. Many other things you see, but the primary thing you see is Jesus. Ooh. Oh, say, Lord Jesus. Just talk to him. Say, Lord Jesus. I'm going to destroy all resistance to this knowing. Open your mouth and just give it to him. Whoa. Whoa. Feel that release of that anointing. Oh, destroy that old voice, that old face. All sexual desires, lust of the flesh hath been destroyed. Oh, feel him go dead. Then in obedience to you, Father, I give him new life, your new spirit of life of the kingdom. Giving him a new face in obedience to you. Feel it clamp on her, Mike. And new eyes to see. Ooh, let there be light in this mind, the light of the kingdom. Father. Ooh, see that light coming in? Just reach your hand out right toward Jesus. Reach your hand out, Mike. Ooh, right straight up there. Ooh, reach on out toward Jesus. That's it. Ooh, just outline his head. Oh, put your hand right up towards his head. That's the way. Oh. 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 Now, don't let him fall. Hold him there a little while. Let him see. In obedience to you, I just destroy all sexual lust and the fire of your body. Half time. Restore unto him the spirit of life. Close your eyes. Heal it yet. Feel it there, brother. Giving him a new face in obedience to you, Father. And new eyes with which to see. Let there be light. Watch the light just come across you there, brother. See that light coming? Reach your hand out towards where you see Jesus. Watch it, just unveil him. See him there? Ooh, reach out towards his head. Sexual lust, all lust of the flesh hath died under your fire. Call on him. Giving him new life. Oh, and a new face. Feel it, come on now, Jerry. Feel it. Oh, and in obedience to you, a new light has shined in the world. They need no light, need of the light of the sun or the moon, for the light of the Lord thy God is the light thereof. So here comes the light. For the new creation. See the light, Jerry? Whoa, you didn't know that what that meant, did you, brother? I'll let you see, okay? Ooh, you don't see that river again? Okay. Watch the light. Now, all of you can clean the motes out of your eyes. Just take your hand, go across it till you get to where you see clearly. Not on your eyes, put it up on your forehead there. See that river? Huh? Ooh. Even in the natural, folks don't go around with their eyes chucked full of dirt trying to see. So don't get the old, let the devil tell you just get one cleansing. You just get your eyes open, but you keep them clean by the renewings of the Holy Spirit until you see clearly. Say, to have no need of the sun and the moon for the light, for the Lamb and the Lord thy God shall be the light thereof. Now, if you can explain this any other way, I'll be glad to listen to it, but that's exactly what he's doing. He's bringing forth a new creation, and the old creation must go entirely. There will not be any blind folks in the new creation. Spiritually blind, because God said they shall all know me from the least to the greatest. See me. I recommend you get this tape this morning and go over it again and again and again. Because there's no need of you, me kidding you or you trying to kid me. You've come from a life, touches and breaths of love, but you still have moving in you that old thing trying to rule you by making you feel bad or good or condemned, don't you? God wants to complete his love in you to where you can be ruled by love. And in being ruled by love, he formed in you the strongest nature that he can give you. That love that absolutely destroys every enemy that stands before him. Oh, in your life and the lives of any that come against you. Okay, so I want you to go over and over this. I sort of hesitated about dropping it on you this morning, but the need was so great, the Lord just kept impressing me. Put that love there. Lord, many of you moving now into great knowledge, you begin to strive and try. Notice last night, some on that tape, I heard some of you begin to feel condemned. You begin to strive again to try to move in joy. Condemnation did that. That won't work. But now you have been delivered. There's no way in the world that you need to be like anyone else, except by the Spirit. Just because they dance and jump up and down, and no sign you need to. Unless the Lord instructs you directly from the one that's leading you to make your action to faith. But you've come out of that. You're now ready to move out of the body and feel what you move in love and power. Faith which worketh by what? By what? By love. Hey, faith that comes alive in you because that love has first hit you. You don't make your actions of faith now. Everyone listen to this. Once you begin to move in love, you don't make your actions of faith to get love. That love hits you like an urge of the Spirit, and then you, by faith, you move in it. You're in his love, not that we love God, but that he first loved us. So now he begins to make his of love down on you. You move in faith. All those things that's been quickenings, movings of life heretofore now will turn into quickenings of love. Those urges of the Spirit that got you to prophesy, you'll feel it. Wow! And here you'll go. Won't you? Now, this is what Paul was speaking of there when he spoke of the gifts of the Spirit. Folks were moving in the gifts of the Spirit, and they were moving by faith. That's fine. But he said, I'll show you a more excellent way. So the more excellent way is to be prompted, not by actions of faith, but be prompted by love. Everything now turns into love. Inside, outside. Some of you resist it because you have the idea maybe that love, all your life you've had the idea that love, because you didn't know the real love of God, that it is a sort of a weak thing. Something you could take advantage of. It's the strongest nature of God in the earth, in the universe. Cuts out all condemnation. All the juice of Satan is left in there. Some of you are not eating of the fruits of knowledge of good and evil anymore. You're not trying to make up your mind what's good and evil. But you still have the juice of those things on the inside of you, know. Even though you go ahead and do something that you've been taught, you know, that might or might not be wrong, you still feel a little juice of condemnation, don't you? That is your heart condemning you. And that is the hidden work or spirit that Satan first used on Eve to get her out of the Garden of Eden, or to get her. Here's what he said to the woman. Yea, hath God says, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden. Begin to make her feel a little bit inferior, just condemned. There must be something wrong with me because I can't eat of that tree. Didn't he? Wasn't this what he said? Must be something wrong with Adam and I, because I can't eat of that tree. And then she said, we may eat of the fruits of the trees of the garden, but the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, ye shall not eat of it. But he first got her by that little bit of condemning. Well, must be something wrong, because he didn't let you eat of all the trees. Same old voice. It must be something wrong because you're not grown up in the Lord yet. He gets you in your heart, doesn't he? Must be something wrong because you're not like Brother Pruitt or not like Sister So-and-so. Must be something wrong because you haven't moved in yet in perfection of healing. Must be something wrong, and he gets you condemned in your heart, doesn't he? What does it? What purges out of there? That love of God.
Ooh. take soul into the Father, resting here. All lust of the flesh hath been purged away. All my old breath hath been purified. Now I'm a virgin in thank you. just feel it flowing through you. Heavenly waters, just feel it purge you. Purified with the heavenly water. heavenly waters of his flesh flows through me, purging out strife, purging out all lust of the flesh. Exhort into the Father, resting here. All lust of the flesh hath been purged away. All my old breath hath been heavenly breath now flows through me, heavenly love now flows through me. One. us inside of the Father. Oh, surrounded by the Holy Ghost. We inside of Jesus. Jesus inside the Father. Surrounded by the Mother, the Holy Ghost. Ooh, 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 heavenly breath, just feel it flowing through you. Heavenly waters, just feel it purge you. Satan hath been purged away. Oh, now I'm inside the Lord. Oh, ooh, ooh, ooh. resting here. All lust of the flesh hath been purged away. All my old breath hath been purified. Now I'm a virgin in Heavenly breath now flows through me. Heavenly love now flows through me. Yeah.